This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wow, Kate Delaney broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. High and dry here in Tampa, but not so for the people in the Carolinas. You just heard at the top in Charleston. It is a beautiful, beautiful area, of course, but it's lowlands. And in the lowlands, they get flooded. It's not a surprise whenever they get bombarded with copious amounts of rain that you're going to see flooding. But the thing about it is, in this case with a hurricane, no matter what cat it is, it means you have to hightail it really out of there. And I have lots of friends that live in Charleston, and including our friends at Forbes Books Advantage. They're right there in a brand new building in downtown Charleston. And there's no question, when you see the eye wall of Dorian just offshore of South Carolina and in Charleston, the floods and 200,000 without power, and even the storm throwing some tornadoes in the direction of people, it's scary. Again, for people that grow up with this, or people that have moved to the area and they are aware that these are the possibilities, still, when it bears down on you, it's a whole different thing. So power was lost in Charleston for 132,000 people, and the South Carolina coast was under a hurricane warning as well. So North Carolina, South Carolina, the people there, hats off, because I know a lot of you have evacuated. You paid attention to the states of emergency declared in those areas, and it's awful. You see that red spot and you wonder, what does that mean? How far is that going? And like I said, power loss for 132,000 people. And, you know, there is a thing called evacuation fatigue, and I think the people in Charleston certainly get that. And I think in South Carolina they suffer from the same thing, because there are false alarms. And then you debate with yourself, is this going to be another one of those? But I think most people, as they were looking at some of these horrible predictions and seeing the big red zones, that they knew, this isn't one to trifle with again. And we saw the Bahamas, where the death toll keeps going up, and it just looks like somebody smashed their hand and everything shattered. I say that often to describe the scene after a tornado. Well, you can just multiply what that looked like. And really, so reading the Greenville News today, and really feel for people who go through this. And luckily, it doesn't happen that often, but every time you gotta brace yourself for hurricane season, you know that there's always that potential for that to happen. That, yeah, there is a chance you could be hit with a couple of hurricanes or bad tropical storms, and depending on where you live, sandbags and evacuations and coming back and rebuilding things here and there and digging out is the norm. Unfortunately, it feels like it's been the norm a lot more, and I think it's because 2 years ago we had Irma, and Irma was terrible, and Irma really snapped a lot of people. You see, of course, the building on the sticks, I call it, where you lift the house up, and you see more of that, but there are plenty of houses that aren't quite there yet. But now there are hurricane, restrictions, etc., in some of these coastal areas. Anyway, so thinking about you, for everybody that is going through that, that really is a very, very rough thing to deal with. I mentioned this before on this show, but when we talk about rain, I'm going to throw this out there, because I saw a story out of Detroit about a woman who died after being struck by lightning when she was simply running through a cemetery. 27 years old. She was at the spring, and actually it was Cincinnati, she was at a Spring Grove Cemetery. And she was hit, and she died later. But it ended up being fatal. And I never really thought about lightning, right? People would say, take cover, lightning, if I was on a golf course. But I had a friend in college who had a brother and father who were huge golfers, and the brother had all this potential to perhaps make the PGA Tour, and they were out, this was at Ohio University, they were out golfing, and they were both killed by lightning. The green was struck, they were struck, and I had never heard of such a thing. And my friend, when it would rain, she wanted no parts of going outside, and of course, that makes complete sense, but it's dangerous when lightning starts to come, but sometimes it comes out of nowhere. And sadly, for the woman in this case that was struck by lightning, here she was jogging. She just got married last November, and she was, you know, she was just running through the cemetery, and I'm sure wasn't thinking, oh, it looks a little overcast. I mean, there's no fault here. It's just a shame, and it's a good reminder just to, if you can, if you see it coming, of course, when you hear the stories about take cover from lightning, because I didn't used to heed it, take cover from the lightning, because it really, really is a real thing. I feel like I'm on a lecture tour. It's a real thing. Be careful, but sad for her family, and that's a rough thing for anyone to deal with, you know, absolutely. And we're watching this hurricane, we're seeing the power outages and whatnot, and so, you know, you know you'll get through that. As long as you have life, then you can rebuild, you can come back. It's a whole different thing. China and the U.S. going to cut a deal, maybe. They're going to go back to the negotiating table in October. There, my friends, is the good news, because the market, as soon as it opened, shot up immediately. Negative news tanks the market and tanks what people are able to spend at Christmas time, and more importantly, tanks the livelihood of a lot of people, including farmers and others who make their living off of products where you deal with China. And if you think we don't deal with China, I know you all know this is a smart audience. We do deal with China a lot when it comes to parts for phones, all kinds of gadgets you're probably not even aware of, and the farmers in what they were sending to China. Soybeans is the obvious example, but there are other crops that were part of that too. All right, quickly, this is incredibly sad. A phone charging station might have sparked that boat fire, that dive boat over the Labor Day weekend that caused all those people to be trapped and killed. And you want to talk about horrifying. You could hear the wails of the family members who, of course, were stunned. So the NTSB out there checking out the ship to see, and the one ship burned to a crisp, but what they believe is with the fire flying the way it did through that 75-foot boat, they believe that it was because of a phone station, perhaps. Can you imagine? Because the fire would have started in the galley. That's where the cell phones and cameras were plugged in to charge overnight. And there's another thing you don't think of. I remember and of course, nothing like these people. 34 people killed because they plugged in a phone. But if you ever feel your phone and you're charging it, and whatever kind of phone you have, if you leave it in too long, sometimes feel the wall, feel the charger itself, and you see that it gets, of course, it's electricity. It gets warm. But imagine the amount of equipment that they had plugged in. So this is an intensive investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board, the U.S. Coast Guard, and other federal and county agencies. Like, again, how did it happen? Trying to really pinpoint it, but there is a theory floating that it could have been this charging station situation. Wow, 34 people, they just couldn't get out. Awful, awful, awful. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, neck, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Really excited to welcome our next guest to the show. Her name is Teresa Carrington, founder, CEO at 10x3, 10x3.org. You can check it out there. Formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. So, Teresa, the first question is, what is or was, I guess, is the better way to say it, the Blessing Basket Project?
Kate, thanks so much for having me. The Blessing Basket Project is a nonprofit organization, and we exist to sustainably end poverty. And we recently rebranded, as you mentioned, to 10x3 because after 13 years of doing the work that we're doing and helping thousands of impoverished people across 3 continents and 7 countries sustainably exit poverty, we realized we were onto something and that we had actually discovered a formula to sustainably end poverty, which is 10x3. Purchasing 10 products a month at prosperity wages, which is a model I invented for 3 years, equals a sustainable end to poverty for people living in developing economies around the world.
Okay, Teresa, I'm going to jump in here because I know you and I know your story well. For the benefit of our listeners, I still want you to go back and explain what the Blessing Basket Project is so they know so they understand the 10x3 part. So kind of go back to the beginning and tell us the story.
You know when you hit a moment in your life and you're like, okay, it couldn't get any lower than this. And then something else happens. So I found myself in 1999 in one of the darkest hours of my life. I'm a single mom. I'm raising 2 beautiful children, and I get a blow in the gut that I don't think I can recover from. People around me see what's happening to me, and they start randomly just sending me cards and letters of support. And I started putting them all around a den that I had and just on the fireplace and on bookshelves. And pretty soon, the entire room was overwhelmed with cards. And on really hard days, when I did not think I could take another step, when I was thinking horrible thoughts like maybe my mom or my aunt could raise my children, like I didn't think I could get up the next morning and go again, I would reach for one of the cards. And there would be this beautiful note of encouragement and a belief in me that I was destined for something bigger and greater. And day by day, card by card, and rereading those cards day by day, slowly I got put back together. And the cards became so many, and the random acts of kindness became so many, that I started collecting them in a basket. And the minute those cards were released into that basket on this particular day was the moment that what the rest of the world now knows as the Blessing Basket Project was born. And the Blessing Basket Project is really just my attempt to pay forward what other people have done for me in my life. Because I knew as life started putting me back together, there was no way I could ever repay those people for what they did. And the fact is, they didn't even know they had done something, right? It was just a random act of kindness that they did. Yet for me, it was everything. And slowly by slowly, it put me back together. And I thought, I gotta do something. Like, I can't be the recipient of this amazing goodness without doing something. And that is the seed that began what today is known as the Blessing Basket Project, which would then become 10 by 3.
Okay, so you're teasing us, Teresa. Tell us what the Blessing Basket Project is. It's bigger than that basket in your den full of cards.
Absolutely.
It's a lovely story, but keep it going.
How do you pay forward that kind of love? What do you do? I grew up below the poverty line in the United States. And I know how it feels to be trapped in conditions beyond your control. I was an adopted kid at the age of 8. So I know what it feels like not to have parents, not to have hope, and to be overwhelmed by conditions around you, as I said, that are beyond your control. So I knew that the best and most authentic way for me to pay forward what those people had done for me was to tackle the issue of poverty. And I wanted to start in the United States, where I grew up that way, on a farm in central Kansas, and decided that I was going to start in the Appalachian Mountains because the Appalachians represent, at that time, 15 years ago, where the majority of our nation's poverty was concentrated. So 15 years ago, the Internet wasn't what it is today, and you couldn't just Google somebody, and it was very difficult to find information back then, but I was a really good researcher and found a professor who was living in the northeast of the country who had just done an in-depth study on poverty in the Appalachians. So I called him, found his home phone number, and called him. And I'm sure by now he's completely changed his phone number because some crazy lady called him one day about a bunch of baskets. But as I told him my story that I've similarly shared with you and said that now what I want to do is find people who are living in poverty who can make baskets that will be called blessing baskets, and we can help get him out of poverty. And the first words out of his mouth were, that's not going to work. And I'm like, oh, no. You don't understand who you're talking to. You're talking to Teresa. Of course it's going to work. It's my idea. It's the best idea ever on the everness. And he said, no, it's not going to work. So this tug of war goes back and forth for a little while. And finally I said, okay, you have me. Why won't it work? He said, well, the people of the Appalachians can't weave baskets. I was like, okay, you have my attention. So what do? And he said, you need to go where poverty is at its greatest and weaving is indigenous. You need to go to Africa. And at that time, I didn't even have a passport. I knew where the African continent was, but couldn't name very many countries within it. And that began the journey to start to find artisans who were living in extreme poverty, who could weave baskets that I could buy from them at this prosperity wage model I invented, start importing them into the United States, and sell them. And that was back in 2003. And by the fall of that year, we were in our first Whole Foods Market store. and the rest is history. Today, we're in over 250 Whole Foods Market stores throughout the United States and Canada, as well as nearly 100 independent stores throughout the United States and Canada. And we sell tens of thousands of artisan-made products purchased at prosperity wages, which equals that sustainable exit from poverty.
Wow. How tough was it? What a story. How tough was it, Teresa, to take that first step? Like you said, you didn't have the passport. He makes the suggestion, oh, it sounds so good. But then you have to actually make the leap. You have to do it. How tough was it to make that leap and then watch what the benefits were?
Of course, it's always scary. So the first thing you're thinking is, okay. Like, and so my first question to him was, how do I do that? And he said, well, there's only one place I know of that you might be able to get a start, and that is through an online forum called the Mountain Forum. And I don't think it exists anymore today, but back in the day, it was no more than really an online chat room, but it was a place where people gathered to talk about the world's most pressing issues, saving animals that were endangered, helping rural development in developing countries. The perfect place for me to say, hey, world, here's this idea that I have, and if you have a need and you can weave, then contact me. You had to be introduced by a current member of the Mountain Forum, and he was. So he introduced me, and he said, the rest is on you. So I posted a paragraph on the Mountain Forum for every continent in the world. And overnight, I heard from 12 countries. Within 2 weeks, I was up to 25 countries and more than 80 inquiries of people saying, we need your help. And in that moment, I would like to tell you that I all of a sudden found a super cape and fancy red boots, and I was like, yes, I am going to save the world. That is not what happened. As these inquiries start coming in, I am backing away from my computer screen as fast as anybody could, going, no, I was just thinking about it. I don't even think I was really going to do it. I was just really asking the question. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. And, you probably got the wrong person here.
We're going to cut you off right there, Teresa, because we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and hear the rest of the story. And I do believe you do have a superhero costume. And what people are going to find out is that costume is not Superwoman. It's not Wonder Woman. It's actually a male person's costume. So when we come back, we'll hear more from Teresa Carrington. She's the founder and CEO of 10x3, 10x3.org, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. Kate, anything you want to add before we go?
Yeah, Teresa, I think you're tremendous, and I can't wait to have
hear the rest of the story,
as as Paul Harvey used to say back in the day. So thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to finish up the conversation in our next segment.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After President Trump canceled plans for Sunday talks at Camp David, the Afghan president speaks out. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Taliban took responsibility for a suicide attack a few days ago that killed an American soldier, leading President Trump to cancel the talks. Then Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani called on the Taliban to stop the violence and engage with the Trump administration. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California questions whether we should be talking with the Taliban.
I don't want to lose any more of our troops over there. But the bottom line is, then, you know, if we want to leave, then just leave.
Nunes spoke on Fox News.
On CBS, former Defense Secretary James Mattis says we can't trust them.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Larry Wood with us, and he's written a book called Evolution. And what I like about evolution is there's so much confusion, honestly, because I think there's not enough discussion about it. I go back and I think of what it was like for me when I was, as soon as I heard about Larry and his book, I went back and I thought, wow, when was the first time I heard about this where there was more information and I really understood? And the answer was, for me, you ready for this, people listening across the country, all over the country, and I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, over the bridge from Philly, I didn't hear about all the specifics until I was a junior in high school, which seems just mind-boggling to me. So anyway, very interesting to have Larry on the show. Larry, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Kate. And evolution, is probably one of the more controversial subjects.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I think I have been fortunate enough to figure out how evolution works and how it doesn't work. And it's a pleasure to pass this on to your listening audience.
And, you know, it's interesting that how does a guy who, you have a Ph.D. in physics, and then you decide, I'm going to write this book. Was it because there was confusion and you wanted to talk about it? What made you decide, I'm going to write about evolution and what I think is absolutely the truth?
Well, I'm a polymath, if you know what that is. You know, I know a lot. wrote about a lot of things. I was inspired to write this book one evening when I was looking at the notes that I had from reproduction. And it struck me that evolution and reproduction are just woodpile cousins. And that what really happens, reproduction drives evolution. And if evolution did not exist, we wouldn't exist either. And that's about how it works.
That is about how it works. If there is no evolution, then, yeah, we wouldn't exist.
And we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be here. So you talk about it. You talk about the process. And in your book, is that the idea, too, to lay it out so, because as you said, you know a lot about a lot of things, is that you're going to go deeper to really explain the female egg cell, the male sperm cell, the whole thing, right?
Yeah. In fact, the process of meiosis, which controls the egg and sperm, is key. You know, Charles Darwin got a lot of credit for his book, Natural Selection, and all this kind of thing. But unfortunately, he didn't live, he was born too soon, because the process of meiosis was only discovered in the early 19th century. And it's absolutely essential to understand a little bit about it. Everybody knows that, well, that's a little strong, but many people know that a child or an offspring is formed by the mating of an egg and a sperm. But there's one more thing that has to happen. Eggs and sperm, like all cells, have two chromosomes. Now, if you take two chromosomes from the egg and two chromosomes from the sperm, and you put it together, you have four chromosomes. Well, that's not a viable entity. So what has to happen first is you have to remove one chromosome from each cell. And it's all done randomly. And when you reach that stage, you are now at what they call a haploid. And you can join those up and form what's called a zygote. A lot of these, there's more buzzwords associated with this. But anyway, you now have a viable entity that can begin cell division, and off you, and pretty soon you have an offspring. And that's about all there is to it.
That is true. That's all there is to it. And we're speaking with Ari Wood, his book, Evolution. But you know, and we said this, it's so controversial. And say it. You say, you know, why can't we separate religion from science? And how do we end up clashing in between? Why can't they coexist? And maybe that's a silly question, right?
Well, unfortunately, I think that the answer is fairly simple. Religion is based upon the belief in the supernatural, an all-powerful supernatural being. And there's no place in science for the supernatural. So it's about that simple. I mean...
Yeah. No, I agree with you. So when you put together the book Evolution, what was the reaction with people that you know? What did they say about you writing the book?
Well... hasn't gotten enough exposure to get a large amount of the reaction, but I know that the people who live next door, both sides, don't agree with me. In fact, one fellow came, a fairly famous guy, wrote a book, The Case for Christ, and he came running over, you ought to read this, it is the truth. And I tried reading it, it wasn't the truth, but so, I seem to have a penchant for getting involved with complex subjects that many people have a difficult time believing.
Yeah. Boy, that and there is the truth. That it's a difficult time, and it's just, you know, kind of a separation, I think, with so many people. What surprised you when you were doing the research and you were thinking about it, when you put together evolution, what was your biggest surprise that you uncovered? Was there anything that kind of surprised you?
Well, actually, very little, because what inspired me to write the book was when I happened to be looking at some notes and things like this relative to reproduction, and it just, you know, the light bulb flashed. These two are very, very similar, actually. And once you grasp that, you realize that reproduction has to come first. You have to get through meiosis and get a sperm and a cell. You join them into a zygote. The zygote begins to divide, and ultimately you have an offspring. Now, once that offspring has appeared, something must take care of it, protect it, etc., and that's evolution. Evolution has the ability to protect life as it's just barely getting started. Because another way to look at this, reproduction fits a bell curve. It fits the distribution. I'm looking for the term for it. It's not important. Anyway, the bell curve distribution has a right side and a left side, and the right side is what you might call a strong side. That's where all the people who are really bright. You check their IQ, they're on the right side of the IQ curve.
Right.
Now, what happens between reproduction and evolution, reproduction, the improvement in life, that's the word, I guess, that might work, comes from the right side of the bell curve. And that curve then pushes on on the evolution bell curve. It has the same kind of thing. And between the two of them, they sort of drive toward improvement over time. It takes a long time, of course. You know, we're talking millions of years. But that's basically what happens. And with the power of genetics, I guess I haven't used the word genetic yet, but it's all about genetics. It's the reason why, now Charles Darwin wrote a book called Natural Selection, but he had no idea. He had no idea how that worked, and he was born too soon. He never really got any acquaintance with genetics, and it's all in genetics. And so what happens during reproduction, you have some mixing of the genes, and you get a bell curve out of it, and you get different kinds of people. When the zygote is formed, it is formed by removing one chromosome from each of the cells that make up the individual, and so no two people are alike. And that's the reason for it.
Right, because of, as you explained, the bell curve. And I love that you say, because, again, this goes to that push-pull of the controversy, but Charles Darwin, he was born way before there was so much more that was understood, and especially in all those conversations about genetics. Wow, well, I know there's people that are out there that are saying, this is so fascinating, and you can learn about it by picking up Larry's book, Evolution, on Amazon or Kindle. And, Larry, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's been a pleasure, Kate. It's always nice to talk to someone who is on my side.
I like that. All right, thanks, Blair. that? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
A lot about recently has been CBD oil, especially for the last couple of months here on the show. I know a lot of people have emailed me with questions. I talked about CBD oil helping a friend of mine. And so it's really timely that we have Richie James on with us. He's the CEO of Hemp Life. And Hemp Life is changing the industry with CBD oils. And we're seeing this really incredible advanced technology. So again, it's perfect timing to have Richie on. Richie, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
There are some people, which, believe it or not, who don't know what CBD oil is, and I think there's some confusion around it. Let's start off with that. What is CBD oil?
Well, I think a better way to enter that question is what it's not. What it is,
yeah,
isn't what most people perceive it to be, and it's not the product that gets you high. I can tell you that. So that's an absolute fact. So CBD oil is a totally different category. CBD is one proponent of a plant called the hemp plant, and there are over 180 different what we call cannabidiols within that plant that offer up different types of wellness and health-type benefits. CBD is just one of those, which is the most popular one. The other one that most people associate with when we speak, and again, it's totally separate. It's not included in what we do. It's the THC side of things, you know. So kind of the perception of the Sokovies of the world, if you're from my generation, the Fast Times Version of Aha, that's a totally different demographic. We do not deal in that. CBD is a whole different category. So it doesn't get you high. It's totally legal, and it offers up medicinal and health and wellness benefits.
Yeah, I got to jump in here and say this because you have 30-plus years in health, fitness, wellness, and certainly in the entrepreneur's game. This has to be exciting for you. How did you get involved, you know, in CBD oil?
Great question, and it's a very unique story and journey. As you mentioned, I do have 30 years of the wellness industry. My formal educational background is I'm a former strength and conditioning coach. I worked at the Division I college level. I also own sports performance centers here in the Dallas, Texas area as well, and fitness centers. And so wellness and fitness has been my entire life, my entire family. We consider ourselves just the all-American family. And that's part of our reason for starting Hemp Life was we want to bridge that gap between what CBD is and mainstream America. So that's who we are. We're an athletic family. My wife is a former world-class middle distance runner. My older daughter, who is our president of our company, is a former professional soccer player and collegiate Division I soccer player, U.S. team soccer player. My 19-year-old is a former collegiate volleyball player. So we come from an athletic background, and so fitness has always been in our blood. So that being said, we're always on the quest to try to find things and do things to live at a higher level, live a more vibrant life, and that's one of our slogans here at Hemp Life, live a vibrant life. And so really what triggered this entire Hemp Life company was my wife's mother got sick a few years ago, and what any loved one would do for their mom or family member, my wife went to work to research and find alternative things away from the harsh things that the medical community wanted to put her through. And so she just wanted to help her mom just feel better, just live a more vibrant life and feel great throughout the day. And two of those things she came across was cannabis and CBD. And we had tremendous results from it. And as a fitness person, again, I started utilizing it for fitness reasons, but also quickly found out that it's not just for that, but if you know anybody that works out, a lot of things kind of cross over into, you know, your mainstream everyday life. And so I found great benefits from utilizing it, from recovery, from feeling better, from waking up better, from sleeping better. So as a family, just last October, we said, why don't we start a CBD company? Because our mission and one of the things we love to do as a James family is we love to help people feel better, perform better, and look better. And CBD products and Hemp Life is what that's all about. And that's how we started it.
Wow, I love that story. We're speaking with Richie James, and he's the CEO of Hemp Life. You know, if for people that are listening, they're like, ah, that sounds so interesting, Richie, but I don't know where to even begin. You just talked about how many different strains, et cetera. What type of CBD oil would you recommend for a first-time user?
Well, it's great that you use the word CBD oil, and this is kind of something we are trying to alleviate some of this confusion. So we want to try to simplify things, and part of the conversation here today is to do that. Oil is just one product that you can use to ingest CBD, okay? We need to make that very clear. Oil is just one. It's the most popular one. There are gel caps. And at Hemp Life, we offer up a few different types of delivery systems. And again, we want to, one of our objectives when we first started Hemp Life, or wanted to start off, and one of my motives is I want to offer people the highest quality, the highest bioavailability, meaning the highest absorption, because when you take products, you want to get the most out of it, right? So delivery system makes a difference. So oil is one of them. We have gel caps. We have a water-soluble powder that you can, like, if you're a coffee drinker, whatever it is, you pour your coffee in the morning, stir it up. You only know it's there, Kate. You put it in your teas, your juices, things like that. We also have our flagship product, which I really like to share with people, is because it's an inhaler. Now, I want to clarify something. It's not a vaping product. We do not carry vaping products because, as we all know in the news lately, there's a lot of controversy surrounding those vaping-type products, and I know a lot of states right now are stepping in and shutting that down. So we will not offer anything up. We are a wellness company, so we're going to help you feel better, look better, perform better. So our inhaler is just like what you would think of as an asthma inhaler. So it gets right in, it gets right into the system. It offers up an extremely high bioavailability rate. It's right into the system, metabolizes very quickly, so you feel the effects of it, and you start feeling better right away. So there are different delivery mechanisms that you want to look at when you're utilizing CBD products. Again, I think it just comes down to preference too, Kate.
Yeah, I like that you talked about the different delivery systems, and then I know that people are wondering this. You touched on this for sure, but how does it affect our mood, our body, you know, for people who are working out, for people who aren't working out, and everybody's in a different stage in life, and you certainly know that, Richie. But give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of how it affects us.
The best way I can answer that and the safest way I can answer that for your listeners is that the number one thing that I think CBD or CBD-type products can offer you up as a person is it offers up an overall feel-good wellness. In other words, you know, it's the best word, the best way I can describe it is my son-in-law, who's a former NFL player, came in and he used our inhaler. And he walked back in, he goes, "Can I get more?" And I go, "Wait, come on. What? How did you feel?" And he goes, "You know, I just felt like I let out a big breath of fresh air. And the weight of the world just kind of lifted off my shoulders, and I just felt calm. I felt relaxed. I felt focused. Just, you know, just felt an overall sense of well-being." And I think the number one component that you're going to feel from when you utilize CBD products is that feeling right there, just a feeling of overall wellness. Just, you just feel better. Now, you can take CBD products that address specific needs. Obviously, you know, if you have different types of conditions going on with your body that you want to address, one thing that I like to say is that, you know, being in fitness, and a lot of people don't think about this, but this applies to all your listeners, is one of the very important components to fitness and recovery is sleep. So that's where I make most of my recovery. So if I sleep better, I wake up feeling better. And because I sleep better, my body recovers better. And you wake up more refreshed, more focused. You're more mentally focused. So I believe CBD products can help with your night's rest. It can help you be more calm. It can help you, you know, be, you know, more focused and wake up more refreshed every day, ready to go attack your day. And we like to say this: if you feel better, you're going to perform better. If you perform better, you're going to get better results. If you feel better, you're going to be a better friend. If you feel better, you can be a better husband. If you feel better, hey, you can be, like someone said earlier, a better golfer. You know, so if you feel better, you can be a better coworker. Because you produce better, guess what? Your success is going to be better. So that's what it all, it's a domino effect. And that's what we like to think of here at Hemp Life.
I love it. Better golfer, that sounds good to me, and more sleep. So, Richie, for more information, where do we need to go?
Yes, you're going to go to Hemp Life, that's HEMPLYFE.net. That's Hemp Life, LYFE.net. All our information's on there. You can email us at info@hemplife.net. Feel free to do that. And then also, a very special thing for your listeners here today, Kate, we want to offer up a code, a coupon code, RADIO20. If they get to their checkout and put in RADIO20 into the coupon code, they're going to get a 20% discount off their first purchase and free shipping.
I love it. Richie James, thanks so much for joining us on the show, CEO of Hemp Life, and thanks to all of you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.